Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday afternoon. We're so thankful for the goodness of God. There's not a lot of people that are following the Lord. There's the broad way. A lot of people are going that way. Brother Freedom tells us about it, the broad way. We don't want to go that way. I'm thankful for the narrow way. Father, we thank you for the narrow way through your Son Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray for that mighty anointing on Brother Freedom today. We pray that you'll give him great liberty. And we pray for especially for our listener. Lord, touch them in Jesus' name, that this will go right into their spirit and touch them and bring healing and salvation, deliverance, whatever they need. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, thank you for this day. Father, just believe you have a message for the hour. And Lord, people have missed it because they've never sought the Spirit. It's what the Spirit says to churches, but very few people out there are to know what the Spirit says in the churches. Father, just pray that you'll bless the hearts of those this day that need a very special touch. Lord, we ask in that wonderful name, the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that those of this day will receive that blessing from the Lord. I pray a blessing in all in Jesus' name. Amen. I truly believe that we live in a time when a lot of people have never grown spiritually. This is what the Lord just been showing me recently. We was never taught that we should grow in the direction of the Lord. Now, we've made great strides in the industries and airlines and all the different facets in the world. And we've made great headlines in getting things deeper in medicine and all the different areas. But there's nothing, no one's even seeking for deeper things in the Lord. And then those that do, they get sort of blamed. They're not very well thought of. But I truly believe that the Word of God talks about it, that we're to search for the Lord. And in Ephesians, the first chapter, I'm going to read a little bit. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to his riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom, prudence, having made known unto us the mysteries of his will. So what I'm talking about, the mysteries, no one searched for this. Every denomination I see, I've done a lot of studying, and one of this man that's just a follow-up of what he's done through life. And it's just get down here and having search, that kind of, that's nice, but that is for salvation. And I truly believe that where God wants to go in deeper than salvation, the mysteries of his will. We have never spent time and to wait upon God. I mean, literally wait upon him. Say, Lord, what are you saying? He said, child, don't get in no hurry. That's what but we don't even go to get to that stage. We just, whatever, we go from Sunday to Sunday, and every Sunday to every week is a repeat. Basically, it's a repeat. You take different sermons, but it's a repeat. You're not going any deeper. You're like plowing a field. You got a depth wheel on that plow, unless it's a plow 7 inches deep. You can plow and plow and plow, and that's all it goes, seven inches. But if you get it down to, if you want to get your ground where it should be, you'd start going to 8, 9, in different depths. Turn that ground over. That's where we are spiritually. We need to seek God. I truly believe it. We're missing the fullness of God. But I believe what's wrong, the Christians do not care. They're not even aware of it. They want to live in something that they know that they have the upper hand. They want to lead their life sort of in the 50, 60 years, maybe the last couple of years they might, but even then, they say, now we'll go to get us a motorhome. So most people do not go even for a deeper life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Basically, as a material blessing. That alone getting out here and really seeking God and calling upon his name and waiting upon him. Let him work for their job, move through their hearts, and all these things that God can do, they're not open to this.
They're open to what's been taught to them. And their forerunners have taught, well, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. This is going to be the full one. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, you got to take that message, keep giving this message throughout the world, and that's really your theme. It's your theme, but it goes beyond that. What does the Spirit say to the church? There's nothing about what the Spirit said to the church. There's nothing about it. People are, they don't understand if there's any mention of it. Because it's all, just like when I went to the conventional church. You can't go leave just like when you came. Or maybe sometimes even worse. I truly believe because God expects us to grow. And we're not growing when we just sit back and it's just an adventure. It's a club. The best is a club. It's not there to really let God move in your heart. Church is there for God to come down and move on your heart. Don't tell me that isn't the way that God meant it, because it is. We're to ever seek for Him. We're ever to draw nigh unto Him. And there's not that drawing that everybody's content to where they are. And the pastor starts getting a little bit any deep at all, they say, oh no, we don't want that. We just, everybody backs off to nothing. I sound like a loner. But I truly believe that God has more for everybody. Because I've seen God do wonderful, amazing things. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what He does for me, He will do for you. I wasn't the best, but I sought God. And I believe He's for all of you out there. God wants you to seek for Him. Seek Him. His wonderful Son that He gave that we might receive. Everybody's content to what they have. That's what's wrong. I believe that contentment is going to take you down to place. But one day, you're going to say, why didn't I wake up? Why didn't I search the Lord? You know, see, because the Bible talks very, very many places. I believe that we're in the last hour. There's going to be a great fall away. It's not numbers, because people still go to church. They still go to have their songbooks. They still have hymns, and they have all the offerings, and all this goes with the church. But spiritually, I've been persuaded that they even go in the other direction, because I know it. What they could do 50 years ago, they can't do it now. I mean, the old forefathers would roll over and says, whoa, we're getting way off. We're broadening out in more into sin all the time. We end up having a more former godliness all the time. If you're truthful, you see that every place you go. We don't have to do those things in our fathers. We don't pray. Look at our land. The land is a tale of how the church is. We don't have Bibles in the school no longer. We don't have prayer in the school. If someone gets up and says something about the Lord, oh, they're cast out. Judges and people like that contend with them and say, you can't do that. Our nation has fallen a long ways, and if our nation falls a long ways, I know the churches are a long ways from being where they should be too. Instead of growing deeper, we're growing less. That old plow that was plowing 7 inches is plowing about 1 or 2 inches now. Because what it gets is like, it got the same thing. It gets plow sold. That means that if you keep on, if you don't go down deeper and rip it up, it's going to be where the ground is unprofitable. That's what's wrong with people. They're not getting where they're profitable in the Spirit. They're profitable in their own imagination, their own eye. They're sufficient in themselves. They don't need no one to bless them because they're blessed. They know all there is to know about the Lord, and they really don't care about anybody. They don't even want anybody to talk to them. I mean, they're content, but they don't know what the Scripture says. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. Oh, they say, well, that's not for us. Well, that is for us because the Bible says it is. But I can understand now that there's a lot of people that they don't want the Bible. They say that they got their own consciousness of that, and what they get from the Spirit's greater than the Bible. Well, that's a fallacy of wrongness, of wrongdoings. And I believe when we go away from those basics, truths that we have been given by God Himself, through Jesus dying upon that cross, they give these, with the backing of the Holy Ghost, we're turned out to a place of no return. A place of denying the great God. You know, this morning I thought about, there's nothing this earth that He hasn't made. He's put all the clouds, the trees, everything. He makes every bush. Look how He makes the stars, how He numbers them. But look what He's done with man. We're patterned after Him. He says, let us make man in our image. That's what the Bible says. In His likeness. So God made us in His likeness, in His image. Hopefully, when the generation of time is about to be fulfilled, which that's close to that hour is coming up, when there's not going to be, it's going to be a time when we ever want to stand before the Lord our God. And all these excuses you've made up and have made and lived in these, they're not going to carry water in that last hour. You're going to feel alone. You're going to feel naked. The Bible says that we're clothed with the presence of God Himself. If we don't have the Spirit of God on us, we're naked. If we don't count continually that consuming power, the glory of God in us, it enables us to live victorious. And what I say, the church is not living victorious. It's every place, it's all in the way of the world. And the Bible plainly says we've got to come out from the world, that we might be separated in a total oneness to God. No, we got our eyes on the world and everything else, the lust and the flesh. We're partakers of the world. But we say it's just for us. It's whatever we say is okay. That's humanism. This Godism is what we need. We need the old time power of God. Come down, regeneration, the remaking of our minds, atoning to the things that God has called us into, that we might walk in liberty. We might walk as not failures, but being blessed. We might have a greater exceedance in us than He is in the world. There's so much scripture in the Bible that I see is not taking place now. It says, greater exceedance in me than He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I don't see that. There's too many people, they're just living to themselves. It's luxurious living. They say, oh, it's great, great, great. We get out here and we have a few minutes in church morning, Sunday morning, that's the end of it. At least they used to have evening services. Evening services gone. They used to have a lot of things. They don't have them no more. God is not the center of your life. I don't care where this word's going today, if you're not listening to Brother Freedom, but it's true, if you don't have the power of God in your life, you're absent from Him. Because He wishes to clothe every child He has. God is a father of all people. And He wants His people to look good. He don't want you to be out here naked and starved and all that. But you're starving yourself spiritually. And you're naked in your life too. Because you're not under being clothed with the Spirit of God. God wants to touch your heart in a very special way. And that way doesn't come in by you just going down and talking to somebody. You take this subject of the church matter and say, well, we all come to one solid conclusion. We come and agree because we agree it's right. That's the way the world does. But the way of God, people, should be a way of seeking Him, praying Him, praying through to you get heaven. Let the Holy Ghost come in your heart and move upon you. People don't really know what I'm talking about. Out there, you probably maybe don't know either. But it's very valuable what the Holy Spirit can do. He is the way when there's no way. He has the answer when there's no answer. When troublesome times come, He has the answer. Whatever your need is, He has the answer. But you can't continually go on like I see the church world's going to place, just drawing back up their little old shell of a turtle, crawling in and hiding. God sees everything that we do. He says His ears are open to the righteous. He's open to their cries. He sees everything they do. And when they call upon Him, He answers them. And it says He'll show them great and mighty things that thou knowest not. There's things that we don't know. That's why God wants us to actually be led by His Spirit. His Spirit leads us in all truth. His Spirit will lead us in the fulfillment of the Word of God being alive within our heart. I was studying to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. The Bible says that we're to study that we might be not a reprobate, but we'd be full of God's love. How can we serve God if we really don't search for His Word? We don't search for Him. We say, well, it's just sort of all pre-described. Well, I'm saying pre-described, whatever our committee says, that's the way it is. No, God is greater. He is the birth of the church. There's no other answer than God's answer. God has a leadership that will cover all of our problems. He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. He wants to save you. You know, when this life is over, we stand before the Lord. Without the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're going to be so naked and we're going to hurt. You'll say, I wish I served the Lord all. That's right. The time now is to serve Him. Now is the time to wake out of sleep. We know that our salvation is nearer than we believe. It says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us, therefore, cast off all the works of darkness. See, we're to be putting off all the works of darkness. But we don't want it. We want to do the same thing that we did 50 years ago. We got more weights now than we have then. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you. We're just burdened down, carrying things of our back that should not even be mentioned. We got doubt, we got fear, we got unbelief, we got whoredoms of wrong things. Anger. I thought the other day, well, there's a great problem. This world is just plain old anger. Bible study says, have no dealings with an angry man. Look for the lust for money, the lust for sexual activity, the lust for alcohol, the lust for tobacco, the lust for gambling, the lust for doing all these wicked things. People lust for these things. They want them. They want them so bad, they become first priority in their life. I'm going to still go to church, but I'm going to do my thing. So a lot of people say, and that's not right. God wants to clean you up that you might be ready for heaven. God wants, the Bible says, that has written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them that love God. When I accepted Jesus Christ many years ago, I didn't realize how wonderful God was, and I'm finding out. He is beyond. He grows. Every day He's better. Every day He's more wonderful. He might be by your side when everybody is forsaking you, when everybody's gone their own way. Jesus Christ, Spirit of God, our Father, I believe the three in one will be there with you. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They're going to be with you to the final day of this day in this life. We're all going to have a final day, but I believe we're coming down very shortly. That final day is coming. A day, and it's not going to be a day of choosing. And we're not going to have that luxury of being able to choose. If we don't do it now, we're locked into a time of troubles, troublesome times. Days of hardness is coming about us. We need to be set free from the problems of darkness. God is the only answer. There's no other solutions. Problems come, problems go, but God has all the answers for those that come to Him. God made it where we have problems because He wants us He wants to see how we act in these areas. But we really don't fit in these areas because God made it where we would have to choose every day of our life, choose right or wrong. So, we just do what we want to do. We don't even worry whether it's right or wrong. We just do it. That's worth it, because you're not, everything's okay. I see it right now. The average Christian says everything they do is okay anyway. Jesus set them totally free. They don't have to worry. They can do what they want to do. But the Bible says without holiness, No man shall see or please God. I was saying that one time, but it's the truth. Holy living is what God would have you do this day. I'm going to close very shortly because I believe that I feel that there's so many out there, you don't like what I'm saying. What I'm saying will get you to heaven. Out there listening to someone that says everything's okay, it's doing you harm, sir, miss, sister. It's doing you harm. You just get down here by yourself with the Lord and say, Lord, I want you to come to my heart. I want to make yourself real in my heart. And God will do that. I want to believe on your son, Jesus. I believe for, oh, praise God, that we're accepting that as a Savior. I want to come in my heart that I might live holy while I'm here on earth. I realize that you're coming one of these days and I need to be ready. This is what you should have in your heart. That you might be an example. That you might have a testimony that would be above reproach. That we can do the things that God would have you do. That you'd be, He'd be very, very happy with your life. Not disappointed. I believe a lot of us sometimes God is actually disappointed. But He wants to be where He's happy with what we're doing. He's praised God. He's proud of us. And I would pray out there that everywhere that my voice goes, that you'll start going to that end. That God can be proud of you this day. That God can do you. And He'll say, that's my child. My child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a wonderful life if you follow the Lord. But if you follow self, it's a self-destruction life. You start following yourself, the ways of the world, you're going to destruct. God has a way. In yourself, there's no way that we can come to this world without having problems. Without being put down. God wants us to be above what we face. And God has the answer. I pray that you'll choose Jesus this day. Choose the things of God this day. Lord God, touch your people in a mighty way. Father, I just pray that they'll touch the hearts of the people today. I pray that they can take what I said, but I believe that this what I'm talking to, this is really what 99% of the people are right at. They're not really where they should be with God. I'm going to pray that God will bless you this day, and you have your chance. But the Bible says, choose you this day who will serve. I pray that you'll choose this day that you'll serve Jesus Christ, that you'll church the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Ghost, and the one that made this universe, you'll choose Him this day. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us again this day. And I hope you take this very serious. It's a matter of life and death. God bless you.